Israeli forces have detained the head of the Islamic movement in the occupied Jerusalem al-Quds, Sheikh Ra'id Salah. Israeli intelligence agents reportedly took the Sheikh away as he was on his way to a press conference about the Al-Aqsa compound. The chairman of the Al-Aqsa Foundation says Salah planned to urge Palestinians to rally on Wednesday in support of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israeli authorities have not yet commented on his arrest. Our correspondent Hannah Gassis joins us from Ramallah. Hannah Gassis, we spoke in the last broadcast and it was quite revealing that you said over 40 settler attacks have occurred at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. If you can't tell us, Hannah Gassis, why is it that it takes this one man who has now been arrested, Sheikh Ra'id Salah, to bring about the plight in terms of heightening and highlighting it and getting some attention about this very terrible act that keeps repeating itself?
Well, he's the one that's calling for mobilization of Palestinians around the Al-Aqsa compound and in the compound itself for fear of any attacks by the extremist Israeli settlers who, have, as I've said before and you've just repeated, have frequently over 40 times in the past month entered the compound and the mosque itself. The problem is that these settlers, as well as Israeli intelligence and Zionist organizations, are not keeping it a secret that they call for the demolition of the compound itself, which has the Al-Aqsa Mosque as well as the Dome of the Rock in it. They're calling for the destruction of both mosques in order to construct their so-called temple on the mount. So these demands and these calls for the destruction of the mosques is the reason why Sheikh Ra'id Salah has been calling for the mobilization of Palestinians to protect the holy places in Jerusalem, and more specifically the Al-Aqsa Mosque as well as the Dome of the Rock. And the increased settler presence in Jerusalem is also very, we're also very wary of that, because the more settlement construction that happens there, the more extremist settlers are in the area and around the mosques.
And what's more alarming is, based on what you said, Hannah Gassis, some of these attacks occur with the police present there. This being repeated in its occurrence, doesn't that raise the eyebrows as to what the police are doing there? They're supposed to at least provide security for the mosque.
Of course, no settlers would dare enter the mosque or the compound itself without the occupation forces protecting them and accompanying them there. So the last several weeks, the last month actually, even when Israeli intelligence officers are with the Israeli settlers inside of these mosques, the occupation forces and the Israeli police are accompanying them, which means that the Israeli government, the Israeli regime, is actually approving of these visits and approving of the plans to destroy the mosque. And that is what raises an eyebrow here. And the Palestinians have been waiting for at least a statement by the Palestinian Authority condemning these attacks. But apparently the authority is too busy right now in talks and negotiations with Israel to talk about this and to call out the international community, the Arab and Islamic nations, to put a stop to this and pressure Israel and pressure their main funder, which is the United States, to stop these sectarian attacks, stop these attacks of the fanatical Israeli settlers there, because we fear that the mosque might be burned like it was in 1969. And you never really know with these fanatic settlers, because they are really, like in the past while, have been calling for the destruction of the mosques.
I wasn't aware the talks were still going on. But thank you very much for that. Hannah Gassis, a correspondent there, talking to us from Ramallah.